This is TWiT.
Have you been following the SSD torture test that Tech Report's been doing?
Just utterly fascinating in terms of taking a lot of popular drives and abusing, not abusing them, but putting them through the most rigorous, strenuous testing you can possibly do, I think, in terms of just read and write until they fail. And to give you an idea then of potentially, you know, under the worst case scenario, which one remains supreme? And that to me is fascinating to no end. And their methodology in terms of just how much data it takes to really wear one of these drives out. They've come a long way. And some people are still hesitant maybe because it's all flash memory. And it's like, well, there's not a – if it goes, it goes. But I think this endurance report should give you some peace of mind using SSD day in and day out, that it takes an awful lot of data to slow one of these things down and to finally wreck it over the long term.
Well,
so, good news.
The guy from the Tech Reporter wrote this up. One, he has one of the best opening lines in a technology review ever. Quote, "More than a year ago, we drafted 6 SSDs for a suicide mission," unquote. That's just awesome. The second thing, though, is it's like 4 drives have died already, but, quote, "each one absorbed far more damage than its official endurance specification promised and far more than the vast majority of users are likely to inflict. Sorry. Jeff, good writing. Me, bad reading. You know, the last victim fell at 1.2 petabytes. And the 840 Pro and a second HyperX 3K have now reached 2 freaking petabytes of writes. So to put that into perspective, Jeff writes, the SSDs in his main desktop have logged less than 2 terabytes of writes over the past couple of years. So this is epic, right? For, you know, we've talked a bunch back on Techzilla. We've talked a bunch here on Twitch, about SSD reliability issues because there were some problems with it at some point. But this is, you know, this is crazy. This is a ridiculous lifetime. And it's funny. So, you know, now I bought a Samsung 840 last week. Now I wish I'd bought the Samsung 840 Pro. Not that I will ever hit 2 petabytes of writing. But, you know, for people who've been asking us, do we still trust Samsungs given the issue with the slowdowns over time on the Pro and possibly the standard 840s? You know, when I talked to Al Malventano over at PC Pur, he said, go buy the Samsungs. I bought a 1 terabyte drive last week because SSD prices have officially hit stupid cheap even without Black Friday. Now I just need a 4 terabyte
drive. There was supposed
to
be a firmware update for the Evo model, supposedly related to the issue you just brought up, but
there,
I have noticed no performance issues whatsoever,
right.
And I still keep an eye out. Actually, I should run my updater just to see if there's a firmware update for it.
Well,
but
there's a difference between, like, you know, if you edit video for a living versus if you write for a living, right? The volume of data being written on your drive is going to be vastly different. But yeah, they have acknowledged, Samsung's acknowledged it. They're working on it. They've played around with some beta. There is one you can actually download now, although it's considered kind of a beta fix and only to be used if you're having serious issues.
Yeah. Ain't doing no beta with my SSD. I have had an SSD drive fail though, and that reminds you and should remind everyone to back up your most important files because when it goes, it literally is like it just doesn't exist, and that can be heartbreaking if there's something important on that ultra fast drive that you need and you can't get and it's gone. And so, but like I said,
BitTorrent
read that report if you haven't.
Dropbox crash plan, external drive, just
bought some flash drives over Black Friday. There were some SanDisks, just some USB drives, right, just to put stuff on and use for various testing. But yeah, have your data in more than one location.
Right.
But again, that article is awesome in the sense that it just shows that there are drives out there that you can sling a ton of data at and have really no realistic performance degradation or you're just going to get great longevity out of it. These drives are really built well, right, and I expect them to only get better over time. But compared to those first couple of gens where there were chipset issues and, oh, you should update your firmware on this particular model or that model, I'm seeing a lot less of that. And it's just getting to be a commodity item now with great reliability and great long-term performance. And thank goodness, because especially in notebooks, there is no slower component or the single slowest part in most computers nowadays is that hard drive.
Yeah.
And that, changing that to an SSD changes everything.